if you wait until May, June, peas will grow, but they're drying. They don't have the juicy texture that they do when they're grown in cold weather. So these onions, garlic, peas do very well in February, March area, okay? In March, we have the apricot trees are the first ones to bloom in our area, so that signals that it's time for the trees to start blooming. Most of our fruit trees are going to follow, cherries and apples and so forth. Then in April, right around Easter, we start planting melons, melones indios, sandias, that's the word for watermelon, and then cantaloupe and guajes. There's a lot of gourds that are planted in the area. Some of them are used for making servers to drink water. Some are used in arts and crafts. People paint little scenes. They carve the outside of the rattle, and there's a little nativity scene or something put inside of them. And then calabazas, and these calabazas are your orange squash that you know as a pumpkin, that are used in for Halloween, and so those are ready by October, but they're planted early so that they have time to grow.
Right.
Okay, the last thing to be planted that's really a real staple in New Mexico is chili. If you don't plant chili by May the 3rd, you're not going to harvest it, because chili has it's harvested in two cycles. First, the green chili, which is around the end of July, and you'll have stands pop up everywhere. People are roasting chili on the side of the road. Hatch is a big producer in the southern part of the state, and a lot of chili is taken to northern New Mexico because Hatch, it's warmer in that area, so chili's harvested there before it's harvested in northern New Mexico. So Hatch chili makes it into Albuquerque around July. So then by May 3rd, El Día de la Santísima Cruz, if chili is not planted, you're not going to get the both red and green. Then June 13th is the deadline for planting corn. And I sent the corn, and it's doing pretty well. I think it was planted right around the 13th because it's up. And usually you plant three seeds together, 3 to 4 seeds, because one might not be good. Now corn in New Mexico, we use two kinds. We use the white corn and the blue corn. Now blue corn is used for blue corn meal. It's used for your, well today you have the blue corn chips that are used for salsa and dips of all kinds. So that's where your blue corn chips come from. Then on July the 14th, when I return back to New Mexico, that's the last planting for pinto beans, okay? Now, you plant the pinto beans, but you can also harvest them green for green beans, okay? So what happens is the soil that was used for the peas is reused because all the peas have been harvested. And so the soil that was used for that can be used for the planting of beans. And so that day is El Día de San Benavento, and that's the feast of Cochiti Pueblo. My friend Arnold here, that's their feast. And so on that day, if you didn't plant beans by that day, forget it. You're not going to harvest them by October. So from July 15th through October, there's a harvest of the green chili and the red chili. Also, at the end of July, early August, depending on what variety of grapes you have, you start harvesting the grapes. And then the process of making wine starts. The grape has to be harvested, then it has to be put into ferment, and then it's taken through the process, and the barrels are sealed after a two-week process. And then you wait for El Día de San Andrés, which is November 14th. And there's a little saying, on November 14th, you can open the barrels. Vinagre es o vino es. So you find out, did you get vinegar or did you get wine?
Wine.
Right.